the rest of it. I still got my tool out there that you make them thing with. Big old blade that long with a big, put a big handle in it like that. And it's made thick like that. And you take a, you make your wooden maul, like take a, something like a piece of oak that you can handle. And then you cut it down and make a handle to it like, and you just leave it solid. Well, you hit on that iron, and it don't hurt it, you see, with that wood. And it split that thing, and the blade is on this side, and the handle is on this side. So what you do, you just grab a hook to the handle like that, and just keep working it like that.
Rive it out.
And, yeah, and just go right on down the line and split it. I remember one time that fence we put up over there, we made them pickets, me and two other boys, and we had 700 to make. Picket, and them, that fence, part of it's still over there too.
That gate's still over
there. Huh?
The gate.
I'm talking at Lee's house.
Oh, well, Mr. Lee?
We the one made them picket. Everything is still there. Damn dog bit me on account of that.
What? What happened?
The dog used to play with a cat all the time, and then picket put in so much space, you know, between each one of them.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that dog play with that cat like that. And that cat was in there, and he was jammed like, and that dog was there mistreating that cat. And I went there to stick my hand there to pull that cat out, you know, and that damn dog was there. He grabbed a hold of my damn hand. I kicked the damn hell out of him. I was telling that to Lee the other day. You remember that? I said, damn right. I don't remember that. Son of a bitch bit me. I felt like I could kill him. laughing.
You told me about what kind of dogs did you have?
I had a dog a friend of mine gave me. It was a Chesapeake Bay Retriever. No, let's see how it was. No. I had one, a Springer Spaniel, and Junior, my boy, had a Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah.
And he was in service, and they made them over there, and he brought me a little one. All right, that was two breed. Then Marcel Nunez gave me one that they had. Was a Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Yeah.
It was his little boy's dog, and when that dog got big enough, he said, well, I'll give it to you, because I had lost mine, the one I had before that. So then, Gerald Poole, a fella that got a funeral home, he used to have a funeral home and all that, out of Bogalusa, he had a golden retriever and had heartworm. And they had already tried all kind of things on it, so Marcel Nunez got it, and they sent it somewhere to Franklinton, I believe. They had a fellow over there, a veterinarian over there, was supposed to be so good. And they knocked them things out of him. So what they did, they made that Chesapeake and that Golden together. So then when I had puppies, you see, I had them from both, all four breeds, all pedigree dogs. And then I started raising them things from that Chesapeake. And boy, she was good until them Nutras came over here. But boy, when them Nutras hit over here, that was it. I never could do nothing with her then. All she wanted to do was chase Nutras. They chew her up, they had holes all over her. They cut her neck until you could see that artery right there and all that. The more they bite her, the more she tried to kill them. You could follow the edge of the bar where she